Welcome in. Today we're doing something that sounds like a contradiction, but it's actually the sweet spot for modern drum and bass production. We're going to keep the movement and that messy human magic of an old-school jungle break roll while building a super-controlled, automation-first workflow in Ableton Live 12 that's mix-ready and repeatable. So think of this lesson like classic break energy on top, modern anchors underneath, and then you perform the break with macros and automation like it's an instrument. All right, let's set this up. First, set your tempo in the 170 to 176 range. I like 174 as a default, because it just sits right for rollers and classic-inspired stuff. Then go to Preferences, Record Warp Launch, and turn Auto Warp Long Samples off. That once setting saves you from the weirdest break timing problems later, because Live won't secretly warp something and ruin your groove. Now create a few groups so your brain stays organized. Make a group called Break. Make another called Kick plus Snare Layer. And if you like, a parent drum bus, but we can also just group everything into one drums group later. The point is, we're going to separate character from translation. And that's a big coach note right here. Treat the break like a top loop, not your whole drum kit. Even if it's an amen and you love it, mentally demote it. It's groove, texture, head energy, history. Your kick and snare layer is what translates on club systems. In mono into a limiter and onto streaming. Cool. Now choose your break. Drop an amen, think, hot pants, whatever you like, onto an audio track called Break Main. Go to clip view. Turn warp on. Now warp mode matters. If the break is super busy and realistic, start with Complex Pro because it's smooth. If you want more bite, more sampley, switch to Beats mode. If you use Beats mode, set Preserve to Transients. Turn Transient Loop mode off. That's usually cleaner for breaks. Then adjust envelope somewhere around 40 to 70%. Lower values sound sharper and more clicky. Higher values give you more body, less razor edge. Your goal is simple. It loops tight, but it still breathes. Ghost notes should feel alive, not machine gunned. Take a second here and actually listen to the ghost notes. If your warp is technically correct but the groove feels stiff, try switching between Complex Pro and Beats. It's not about right, it's about keeping that roll. Now we build the heart of this whole workflow, automation first macro control. On Break Main, add an audio effect rack. Name it Break Control. Inside the rack, we're going to make a chain that sounds good, but more importantly, gives us a few performance knobs that we can automate and resample. Start with EQ8. High pass the break at about 30 to 40 Hz with a steep slope, like 24 dB per octave. Breaks don't need to fight your sub. Then if it sounds boxy, do a gentle dip around 250 to 400 Hz, 1 to 3 dB. Just a little cleanup. Next, add drum bus. Set drive somewhere like 5 to 15%. Keep crunch small, like 0 to 10. Boom. Leave at 0 most of the time, because we'll let the kick do the low end weight. Damp somewhere around 3 to 8K depending on how harsh the hats are. Then add saturator. Choose analog clip or soft sign. Drive around 2 to 6 dB. Turn soft clip on. This is a really important modernizes it without killing its step, as long as you don't go too hard. Now add auto filter. This is going to be our tone automation, like DJ EQ moves. Set it to low pass 12 or low pass 24. Keep resonance in the 0.7 to 1.2 range. If it whistles, it's too much. Then add utility for width. Breaks can be wider than your anchors, but we want control over it. Optionally, add glue compressor at the end, but be gentle. Attack around 3 milliseconds, release on auto ratio 2 to 1. You're aiming for 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction max. If you crush it, you erase the jungle. Now map macros. This is where the workflow becomes fast. Macro 1 is tone, dark to bright. Map it to auto filter frequency. Set the range roughly 1.2K on the low end up to 16K on the high end. Macro 2 is bite. Map that to drum bus drive and saturator drive at the same time, but keep the ranges conservative. This is the macro you will be tempted to overdo. Don't. You want it to be something you can automate constantly without wrecking the mix. Macro 3 is air tame. This is your safety belt. Map it to an EQ8 high shelf or maybe the filter resonance. The idea is, when you open the top end for excitement, you can still calm the hat harshness without undoing the hype. Macro 4 is width. Map it to utility width, with a range around 70% up to 130%. And here's the mindset. You just built a performance surface. You're not thinking I will mix this later. You're thinking I will play the break across the arrangement. Quick teacher tip. Make your automation readable. Color code it if you like. Tone moves one color. Energy moves another. Space moves another. Future you will thank you. Now let's add modern anchors. K kick and snare. Create a MIDI track called kick plus snare layer and put a drum rock on it. Pick a tight DNB kick, short tail, solid click. In simpler, keep warp off. If it's too clicky, low pass it around 8 to 12k. For the snare, pick something that complements the break snare, not a perfect clone. You want it to reinforce, not phase cancel or sound like two identical hits stacked. Now, programming approach. Do not program every break hit. You're not replacing the break. You're placing anchors. A simple approach. Kick on 1. Snare on 2 and 4 in that DNB halftime feeling inside 174. Then add kick variations depending on your bass rhythm, like around 1.3 or on 3. But keep it intentional. Now the micro timing trick that keeps old school swing. Let the break lead. If your layered snare flams against the break, don't start dragging audio around by hand. Use track delay in the mixer. It's latency free and repeatable. Set break main at 0 ms. Try the snare layer slightly late, like plus 2 to plus 6 milliseconds. Late equals heavier, like it sits behind the break transient. For the kick, you can even try slightly early, like minus 1 to minus 3 milliseconds for urgency. Subtle moves only. We're framing the break, not requantizing it. Now group your drums. Group break main and kick plus snare layer into a group called drums. On the drums group, we do gentle bus processing, not destroy the groove processing. Add EQ 8 first. High pass at about 25 to 30 Hz just to remove junk. If it's muddy, a gentle dip around 200 to 350. Then glue compressor. Ratio 2 to 1. Attack 10 milliseconds so transients still pop. Release auto or around 0.3 seconds. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. If you're seeing 5, 6, 7, you're probably shaving off the roll. Optionally add drum bus for modern smack. Drive 3 to 10%, transients plus 5 to plus 20 but sparingly. Damp to taste, and a limiter at the end as a safety, not as a loudness competition. Ceiling minus 0.8, and it should only catch occasional peaks. Now, balancing rule of thumb in DNB. The kick and snare layer give consistent impact. The break gives roll, groove, texture. If the break is louder than the anchors, it gets messy fast. If the break is too quiet, you lose the jungle energy. You want that sweet spot where the anchors feel stable, but the break feels like it's dancing around them. Do a quick check. Mute the kick and snare layer for 2 bars, then unmute. If the vibe vanishes when anchors are muted, the break is doing too much of the main drum kit job. If the punch vanishes when anchors are muted, your anchors are too quiet or too soft. Now comes the fun part. The automation first lanes. We're going to create 4 essential automation ideas that make your loop evolve without adding new samples. Lane A is tone evolution. This is the classic dark intro to bright drop move. On macro 1, tone. Keep it filtered down in the intro like low pass around 2 to 5k. 1 bar before the drop, do a quicker rise, maybe up toward 10 to 14k. Then at the drop, open it up around 12 to 16k, and after about 8 bars, back it off slightly to control ear fatigue. That little open then slightly relax is huge. If you stay fully open and bright for too long, the drop stops feeling big. Lane B is roll intensity, basically bite. Automate macro 2. Keep it moderate in verses so you don't tire the listener out. Push it during fills, switch ups, or when the bass drops out for a bar. And here's a pro move. Over an 8-bar phrase, make bite creep up slightly, like 10 to 15% total. It creates forward motion without changing your drum pattern at all. Lane C is width management. Wide breaks, tight anchors. Automate macro 4, width. In the intro you can go lush, like 110 to 130%, especially if the break has room tone and hats. At the drop, pull it tighter, like 80 to 100%, for mono compatibility and center punch. Then widen again at the end of a section to build transition energy. Lane D is throw moments with returns. This is classic jungle space, but controlled. Create return A as reverb using hybrid reverb. Choose a small room or plate vibe. Pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds. Decay 0.6 to 1.2 seconds, usually short for DNB. High pass inside the reverb around 300 to 600 so your low mids don't smear. Create return B as delay using echo. Set time to 1/8 or 1/4. Feedback around 20 to 35%. Filter it. High pass 200 to 400. Low pass 6 to 10k. Subtle modulation is nice. Then automate sends on specific snare hits or on fills. Not the whole loop. That's how you get space without washing the groove. Extra trick for the drop. Instead of messing with sends, automate the return fader down for the first beat of the drop. Then bring it back. The drop hits dry and huge, but the space returns instantly after. Now let's talk about building old-school break rolls without falling into manual chopping hell. Option 1 is clip duplication and micro edits. Duplicate your break clip and make a 1-bar fill clip. Inside that 1-bar, add a handful of warp markers around the snare and ghost note cluster. Then tighten the spacing to create a repeated fragment that feels like a 1/16th or 1/32nd roll. If you want urgency without destroying the groove, add autopan but use it like tremolo. Set phase to 0. Rate 1/16th, amount 10 to 25%. That little tremble can make a fill feel like it's accelerating. Option 2 is my favorite for arrangement speed. Resample the performance. Create a new audio track called Break Print. Set its input to resampling or directly from Break Main Post FX. Arm it. Now hit record and literally ride your macros. Move tone. Push bite into fills. Pull width down at the drop. Do a couple of send throws on snares. Record 8 to 16 bars like you're performing. Then listen back, pick the best 1 or 2 bars, and consolidate. Now you have printed audio that already has movement and you can rearrange it like building blocks, fills, drop variations, turnarounds. That's the automation first mindset in one sentence. Perform, then curate. Now, quick advanced coaching options if your break still feels too busy or too static.